Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you are transferring?
Stephanie Trevelyan.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer over. Thank you.
Okay, Stephanie, they'll take you from here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm that?
I have.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, me.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Do I know the who?
The subtype? The specific type that you have?
B cell.
Is it diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And what is the month and year that you were diagnosed?
When I got tested as of July of 2019, I was diagnosed August of 2019.
Okay. Thank you so much. And where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home or at work?
At home in my garden, in the yard.
Okay. And what is that address that you use the Roundup at?
722 Chapel Ridge Drive, Brandon, Mississippi, 39042.
You said?
Yes, ma'am. But now, I got diagnosed when I was at my home. I had to move from that home.
Okay. So what address did you... What address did you spray Roundup?
5927 Angle Street.
And is that also in Brandon, Mississippi?
No, that's Jackson, Mississippi.
And what is the zip code?
39206.
Okay, so I have 5927 Angle Street, Jackson, Mississippi. Zip code 39206.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you recall?
Ma'am.
No? Okay. And how old were you when you received your diagnosis?
I was 41.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. I'm coming after that. What'd you say, ma'am? I'm sorry.
How many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
6.
6 years? And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The following questions are going to be yes or no's. This is going to be based off your past or present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
No other besides that.
Okay. And do you have a family history of cancer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me, please?
Stephanie.
And do you have a middle name that you want to put down?
S.
F as in Frank?
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam. And your last name, can you spell it for me, please?
That's T as in Tom, R-E, V as in Victor, I-L-L-I-O-N.
Okay, so I have T as in Tom, R as in Rain, E as in Elephant, V as in Victor, I as in Is, L as in Lion, L as in Lion, I as in Is, O as in Octopus, and N as in Knight.
Okay, wait a minute. T-R-E-V-I-L-L-I-O-N.
Correct.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My who? My female.
Okay, thank you. And are you currently married?
No.
Okay, and can I get your date of birth?
10/24/78.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And then can I get your full social, please?
426-33-9290.
Okay. And can I get your height and weight?
5'0", I'm weighing 156.
Okay. And can I get your email?
StephanieSoSexyTrevilian@gmail.com.
At gmail.com, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I have StephanieSoSexyTrevilian@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And then for your phone number, I have 601-906-8652. Is this your cell phone or your home number or both?
Cell phone.
Okay. And if you had to, actually, when did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
What was the first?
When did you learn the correlation?
It was around October of 2013.
Okay. 2013, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so years before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, and how did you first learn of that connection? Was it from watching ads, or did your doctor mention it, a friend?
Social media.
Social media?
Social media. I didn't know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And then how many times would you estimate that you sprayed Roundup a year?
Oh, baby.
If you had to guess a number or estimate a number.
I say about twice a week.
Twice a week? Okay, how many times a year would you say?
So twice a week times 364.
So did you spray it every week out of the year?
Yeah, it was like every 2 weeks. I mean, twice a week of each month. So it was like twice, so it was like 2, 4, 6, like it's 4 weeks in a month. So 2, 4, 6, 8 times a week.
So, okay, so you sprayed twice a week?
8 times a month. I'm sorry. Like, okay. 8 times a month. It was twice.
Okay, so yeah. If I do the math correctly, if you did it twice a week and there's 52 weeks out of the year, that would be 104. Is that correct?
Yes.
104 times a year? Okay, thank you. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
That started back, so it was beginning like of, I got started when I got the symptoms like in October, and I stopped in July.
October what year did you start?
2013.
So you started spraying in 2013?
Yes, because I think that's when my father, we had the garden and we was doing the weed killer stuff and I could start getting sick.
Okay. So you started spraying after you realized there was a connection between the cancer and the Roundup?
I was spraying before because there was something we used in the garden to kill the weeds or whatever. So I didn't know that was going to be harmful. But okay. I started getting sick, feeling these symptoms. So okay. I got tested in July of 2019.
Okay, so I have...
And I got diagnosed in August.
Okay, so I have... The date that you started spraying was roughly around October 1st, 2013. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
And I have the date that you stopped spraying around July 1st, 2019. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
And then I also have the date that you became that your cancer may have been related to Roundup also as December 1st, 2013?
No.
Okay. Do you have a different date for that?
Because I got tested in July. I was diagnosed as of August of 2019.
So the question's asking, when did you realize that your cancer may have been related to Roundup?
My lymph nodes got swollen, my eye irritation.
Okay, so was that right before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be 2019, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you were diagnosed in August, so what month did you realize that? What month was it that your lymph nodes started swelling up?
Actually about the end of July going into August.
Okay.
And I started my treatments in August because it was erupting fastly.
Okay, so you found out basically around the day that you were diagnosed that it might have been related to Roundup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have August 1st, 2019 as when you became first aware that your diagnosis was related to Roundup. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's
okay,
correct.
Thank you so much. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied?
It was a big area because we had the big yard.
So was it just like front and backyard, mm-hmm. sides of the yard?
It was front, yeah, because we had 3 acres of land. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was it sprayed amongst the 3 acres or around the 3 acres of land?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm the state you use the product in is Mississippi?
Yes.
And I just want to what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Not directly. Well, I guess it was getting exposed and got into my system. Well, I'll just say directly.
Okay. And then, so you sprayed it directly at home landscaping, correct? That's how you were first exposed?
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? So every time were you there for the application of Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, and if you were to guess or estimate a number, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life?
That's the only time.
Okay. If you were to guess a number of how many times you've been exposed to Roundup in your life?
Just the time of use, just that one time. That's from the time that I was spraying the yard from one of the use of it, because I stopped.
Okay, so if you had to estimate a number of how many times you were exposed to Roundup in your entire life, what number would that be?
The twice a week that I was doing for that period of time.
So are you saying that you've only been exposed twice a week to Roundup in your life?
6 years. Well, like doing a ration, it was 6 years.
Okay, so if you had to estimate a number of how many times you were exposed to Roundup in your entire life, what number would that be?
Mm.
Would it be 50 times, 100, 200, 300?
I'd say about 100. I'd just say 100.
I'm sorry, say that number one more time.
100.
100 times, okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No, ma'am.
And have you been exposed to any other herbicide?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And where did you purchase the Roundup? Was it, or what kind of store did you purchase it from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. And do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
Yes.
And do you have any possession, any Roundup in your possession currently?
No, ma'am.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do have any Roundup evidence, just to not destroy or tamper with it, because it will help you with your case, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
I did when and I was exposed to it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, so let's go back here a little bit. Okay, what is the company of your current employer? What's the company name?
Regional Finance.
And where are they located?
Flowood.
And is that in Mississippi?
Yes.
You said Flowood?
Yeah, Flowood, Mississippi.
Okay. So the address I have is 1080 River Oaks Drive in Suite A203 in Flowood, Mississippi, zip code 39232.
That's correct.
And what is your job title there?
Assistant manager.
Okay. And regarding losing work due to surgery or treatment, what were the dates that you were unable to work?
That was between, so I couldn't work for four. From the time they appeared, it was like, I was in remission from March of 2020 to September 2020.
Those were the dates that you were out of office due to treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Did you receive stem cell, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or other treatment?
I did chemotherapy and radiation therapy.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Christian Walters. Hey, good.
And that was in Mississippi?
Yes.
Okay, so I have Kristen Walters Haygood.
Yes.
And the address I have for her is 971 Lakeland Drive, Suite 750 in Jackson, Mississippi, zip code 39216.
No, it's 2500 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39216.
Okay, I'm going to have you repeat that address one more time. So 2500 North
State Street.
And that's Jackson, Mississippi?
Yes, 39216.
Okay. So I have 2500 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, zip code 39216?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number I have for her, from what I see on Google, is 601-200-4970. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then was
you can reach another number.
Do you have that number?
1-888-815-2005.
Okay, thank you so much. And then, was this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the name of the facility where she treated you?
Oncology, the University of Mississippi Medical Center.
Okay, so I have the University of Mississippi Medical Center as to where you were treated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was the date that you started your treatment? The month and year?
I started August of 2019. I had to wait up into, December of 2019.
So what was the date that you started treatment?
August of 2019.
Okay. So August 1st, 2019? Around the date that you were diagnosed?
No, that was August 12th. I started my treatment.
August 12th, 2019? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then can I get your current full address, please?
It's 722 Chapel Ridge Drive, Brandon, Mississippi, 39042.
You said Jackson, Mississippi?
Brandon, Mississippi.
Okay, so I have 722 Chapel, and then I lost you there.
Ridge, R-I-D-G-E.
Oh, Ridgeway?
Drive. You can put that, yep.
Okay, so I have 722 Chapel Ridgeway, Brandon, Mississippi, zip code 39042.
That's correct.
Okay. And we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Don't live with me.
Okay. And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your relationship to this person?
That's my brother. I'm the child.
Brother? And can I get his phone number, please?
Mother. Mother.
Oh, mother.
Mother.
Oh, mother.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying. And can I get her phone number, please? I'm sorry.
601-990-4639.
Okay. And then can I get her first and last name?
Marguerite Trevelyan.
Okay, can you spell her first name for me, please? I don't want to spell it incorrectly.
Margaree.
Okay, and last name?
Trevelyan.
TreviIllion.
Correct.
And then my last question for you is, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, it was scary. It was scary. I thought I wasn't going to make it here, but I did by the grace of God. So
I'm really happy to hear that you're still with us.
Like that. Yes, I'm happy I'm still here living on this earth.
I'm really happy to hear that you're doing better. I know it's not only a physical battle, but it's a mental battle as well for you. And I'm very happy to hear you're in good spirits and that you're doing well now.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the information. I'm going to read through it. If at any point I say something incorrectly or if I'm going too fast, please interrupt me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your diagnosis is diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around August 1st, 2019. You sprayed Roundup at the address of 5927 Engle Street in Jackson, Mississippi, zip code 39206. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around six. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 6 years. I have your first name as Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Middle name S, last name Trevelyan, spelled T-R-E-V-I-L-L-I-O-N. I have your social security number as 426-33-9290. I have your date of birth as October 24th, 1978. I have your height and weight as 5 feet, 156 pounds. Or was it 165 pounds? I'm sorry.
Yes. 156. You're right. 156.
Okay. And then I have your email as stephaniesosexytrevelyan@gmail.com.
That's correct.
I have your cell phone number at 601-906-8652. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around October 1st, 2013. And when you stopped spraying Roundup was July 1st, 2019. You sprayed residentially in the state of Mississippi. You sprayed it yourself directly at Home Landscaping. I have your employer as Regional Finance. You're an assistant manager there. And the address I have for you, or I have for the company, is 1080 River Oaks Drive, Suite A203 in Flowood, Mississippi, zip code 39232. And I have the dates that you were unable to work due to your condition was March 2020 to September 2020?
Yes.
Okay. And I have your diagnosing physician as Kristen Walters Haygood, located at 2500 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, zip code 39216. I have her phone number as 888-815-2005. I have the hospital you were treated at as University of Mississippi Medical Center by the doctor of Kristen Walters Haygood. Your treatment started on August 12, 2019. You received chemotherapy and radiation. I have your current address as 722 Chapel Ridge Way in Brandon, Rankin County, Mississippi, zip code 39042. And I have your emergency contact as your mother that does not live with you. Her phone number is 601-990-4639. Spelling of her first name is M as in Mary, A as in Apple, R as in Rain, G as in Gorilla, A as in Apple, R as in Rain, double E as in Elephant.
Correct.
And I have her last name, same as yours, Trevelyan, spelled T-R-E-V-I-L-L-I-O-N.
That's correct.
Okay, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. You just need to sign them. It's going to take you about a minute or so, okay?
Okay.
I'm going ahead to send them to you right now. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you should have received a text by now.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link. You're just going to click through the yellow buttons that say continue. Keep clicking through them until it prompts you for a signature, okay? And then that's when you sign. And then you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again until you finish.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text with my direct line, okay?
Okay. We use this DocuSign, it works.
Yeah, I love DocuSign. It's so easy to use.
Yes.
I remember when I started working, I was like, there's no way like it's that easy to do your electronic signature.
Okay, exactly.
And then if you have any questions with the documents, let me know, okay?
Okay. Oh Lord, I got these nails on. Oh Lord. Okay.
All right.
Okay, let me see on my end if I received it. Okay, perfect. Stephanie, with that being said, in the next 24 to 48 hours, now that these documents have been signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you to verify your case. If for any reason they don't reach out, I will call you myself and get you transferred over to them so they can verify your case. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just be aware of that. You basically kind of won't have a claim unless you speak to them. And if you don't want to continue anymore, you do also have to speak to the attorneys to let them know that you no longer want to continue. With that being said, I just sent you a text from my direct line. It's a 949 number. If for any reason you need me at all, please don't hesitate to reach out. If I need anything from you, that will be the number that I'm calling you from. If you happen to know anyone, you know, that was affected by Roundup, please send them my information as well. I'd be more than happy to help them. With that being said, Stephanie, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so, so much for being very generous and, you know, sharing all this information with you or with me regarding, you know, kind of what you went through. And I'm very happy to hear that you're healthier now and that you're doing much better. And again, if you need anything at all, I'm just a phone call or text away, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.